When St. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." When St. John the Baptist introduces Jesus for the first time, he introduces Jesus as the Lamb. He didn't say, "Behold the Lord, behold the Savior, behold the Messiah, behold the Christ, the Anointed One, the King of the Universe, the Eternal High Priest, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah." Instead, St. John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." When St. John the Baptist testified that Jesus was the Lamb of God, he was appealing in a particular way to his Jewish audience. In ancient Israel, the lamb had a very important role in taking away sins. What's the first instance of a lamb in the Bible? It's right away in Genesis chapter 4. It's the sacrifice of Abel. Abel offers the blood sacrifice of a lamb, which was acceptable to the Father, not Cain's grain offering. Then there's the sacrifice of Abraham. You remember Abraham was going to sacrifice his son Isaac, and Isaac, 33 years old, says, "Father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" And Abraham says, "God will provide himself the lamb for the sacrifice." Of course, the great story of the lamb is the story of the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. The Passover is described that each Israelite family was instructed to take an unblemished male lamb without any imperfections, without any broken bones, and then slaughter the lamb and sprinkle the blood of the lamb on the wood of the doorposts. They were to eat the lamb, and if they did, their firstborn sons would be spared. The angel of death would pass over them, and they would be free from their slavery and bondage in Egypt. Later on, the Lord told Moses that the priests of ancient Israel had to sacrifice two lambs every day, one in the morning and one in the evening. Of course, the lamb was to be a year old male without spot or blemish, and the sacrifices of these lambs would take away the sins of the people. After the temple was built around 960 BC, the priests offered these sacrifices in the temple every day to take away the sins of the people. Those are just four examples. So you see, St. John the Baptist knew his Old Testament. He insists on calling Jesus the Lamb because Jesus fulfilled every lamb of the Old Testament. Jesus is the lamb that the Father accepts, as the Father accepted Abel's lamb sacrifice. Jesus is the lamb that the Father provides for the sacrifice, thus fulfilling the words of Abraham. Jesus is the Passover lamb. He is the male, unblemished, perfect lamb without stain of sin. He is the lamb without broken bones. He is the lamb slaughtered at evening twilight, and his blood is put not on the wood of doorposts, on the wood of the cross. We eat of the flesh of the Lamb of God, and when we do, the angel of death passes over us, and we're free not from Pharaoh, but from slavery and bondage to sin. Our sins are taken away. The Israelites ate the lamb, so their firstborn sons didn't have to die. We eat the Lamb of God so that none of our sons and daughters has to die. Jesus is the lamb that takes away the sins of the world once and for all. No need to sacrifice lambs every morning and every evening in the temple anymore. Jesus is the fulfillment of every Old Testament lamb. And isn't it fitting that during Mass that makes present the sacrifice of the Lamb of God on Mount Calvary, that just before Holy Communion we say three times, Agnus Dei qui tolles peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei qui tolles peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei qui tolles peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem. Three times we say, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. And then the priest lifts up the Lamb of God. He holds the lamb over the paten and says the words of St. John the Baptist in today's gospel, John chapter 1, verse 29. Ecce, agnus Dei, ecce, qui tollit peccata mundi. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Every Mass, we quote St. John the Baptist in today's gospel. Behold. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? I'll have the Spanish Mass later today. And unfortunately, that word isn't translated into Spanish. We say, Ese es el Cordero de Dios. We say, this is the Lamb of God. That's not very good, is it? This is the Lamb of God. This is a piece of paper. This is a poinsettia. That's a lot different than behold the Lamb of God. Have you ever seen Italian school children playing when they're playing in the park? Little Italian school children, they say, Mama, eccomi! Mama, eccomi! They say, Mommy, behold me! Not, this is me, behold me! Look at me! Stare at me! Gaze at me! Gaze upon me with your mind's eye! Contemplate the Lamb of God! Mama, eccomi, delight in me. See how beautiful behold is? Gaze, stare, contemplate. Take delight in the Lamb of God. But because we must eat of the flesh of the Lamb in order to have our sins forgiven, we can't say, I don't like lamb. I'm a vegetarian. Well, too bad. The angel of death comes to your house and kills your firstborn son. We must eat of the flesh of the lamb in order to have our sins forgiven. And so the priest adds a quote from Revelation 19:9. He says, Beati qui ad cenem anivocati sunt. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the lamb. Revelation 19:9, blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. And then we all say Matthew 8:8. This story is never read on a Sunday, ever. It's the story about the Roman centurion who asked Jesus to cure his servant. And Jesus says he will gladly come to the house of the Roman centurion to cure his servant. But the Roman centurion says, Domine non sum dignus, ut intre subtectum meum, se tantum dic verbo sanabitur anima mea. The Roman centurion says, Oh Lord, no, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus praises what he says. Jesus says, never, ever in all of Israel have I found the faith of this man, a pagan Roman centurion. Isn't that beautiful? You probably already know that Mass is just a series of scripture quotes, all strung together and woven together like a great symphony. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Revelation 19:9. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. And then Matthew 8:8. The words of great faith. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.